Thunder Bay. If he's elected, Corey Bagdon will almost assuredly be the only council member in possession of an astrophysics degree. The McKellar Ward hopeful says it's the attention to detail required in the field, which includes analyzing data from large-scale telescopes staring deep into the universe to find out how it works, that makes him a perfect fit to be an elected official at the municipal level. He said he's spent several years delving into the concept of democracy and feels like there might be a gap in the way elections are perceived in the public and how democracy really works. So I've really focused my campaign on getting people to vote, because I think that's the best thing our community needs. Dropping down to the ward level, Bagdon said more outreach is needed to the vulnerable communities, including the homeless, whose numbers have jumped to nearly 700 at last count. That's troubling, he said, and unnecessary. We're seeing a lot of homelessness on the streets. We're seeing a lot of crime on the streets. I think these things need to be addressed. There's an addictions epidemic, an opiate crisis going on right now that I think is being undervalued within our social discourse, and I think we have to start taking steps to focus on those members of the community directly to find out what needs they need to get met. I think that will have an overreaching impact on the entire Corps, Bagdon said. Seeing a program like ShelterHouse's street outreach service being cancelled for lack of funding is also upsetting, he added. I think it's absolutely devastating. Those people on the ground, they are most in touch with the community members who need those resources. They know exactly what they need and how to deliver those resources, and it's devastating for them to have to leave because there aren't enough resources for them to provide those services, Bagdon said. Homelessness is more of a provincial issue, like housing, but I still think there should be ways where we can encourage and help these outreach programs connect with these valuable and vulnerable members of our community. With the controversial indoor turf facility still looming large, Bagdon said he recognizes the need for a facility, but said it's disappointing that council and the public can seem to agree that there is not enough space available. But I do think trying to go too far in building this state-of-the-art stadium with a restaurant and a mezzanine, I think we enter a point of diminishing returns for that investment. I think we're putting too much in and for the community. If we go beyond just resolving the needs the community has, anything beyond that, the return on the investment won't be worth putting the money in, he said. Bagdon said he leads by example, and promised to focus on building community and ensuring residents have access to public goods.